for our opening words. When I traveled to Mali, I became quite confused when people would introduce me to multiple women as their mothers. When I asked Musa about this, he said, "All women in a family or close to a family are called mother. All women take responsibility for raising a child." Today's sermon is on motherhood. And I am a mama bear. I'm tough. Sit up straight, do what you're supposed to do, be the best you can be. I will accept nothing less. Right, Thomas? Right, guys? Okay. Some say I'm a little too tough. But those who get to know me know I've got your back 100%. Let someone or something cause a threat to one of my babies and watch out. I'm a tad embarrassed to say it's not pretty. I should learn from Marvin's mom and take a moment to breathe in and breathe out. The story of Marvin came from one of the most important things my mom ever said to me. "It's okay. I love you enough for both of us." The selflessness of this graceful response certainly stopped me in my tracks when I was a child. It is no less important to me as an adult, and especially as a parent. Last year, I spoke about grace and leaving room for grace in our relationships. It is this selflessness and gracefulness that makes mothers such amazing people. I have this habit of walking into a bookstore and running my hands down the spine of books. It has never failed that for one reason or another, just the right book lands in my hand. Now I know why I don't like using Amazon. Call it divine intervention, call it destiny, call it fate. It's always just what's meant for me. The words speak to me. When I was 15, I did this and ended up with a book about adoption. From that moment on, I knew whether I had a biological child or not, adoption would be part of the way my family was built. My son has three people in his life that have lived the role of mother to him. His birth mother, whom I'm grateful to because without her, I would not have my family. His foster mother, who I'm grateful to for keeping him safe and healthy for the year and a half it took Thomas and I to find each other. And his everyday mom, that's me. Each woman played an undeniably important role in this life, in his life. One, a giver of life. One, a provider of refuge. And last but not least, one who is a life coach, a provider of love and acceptance, always and forever, no matter what. My son is not the only child I've had a motherly relationship with. Every day from 8 to 3, sometimes until 4 or 5, or 6 or 7 or 8. I have approximately 100 young people that find their way in and out of my classroom. I approach them as I approach my own son because I want my son's teachers to do the same. I want the best for them and I want the best from them. Some think I'm a little bit too tough, but once they get to know me, they realize I've got your back. 100%. All teachers have experienced the moment when a child is so involved in their learning, they forget where they are, and when in need of something or they have a question, they blurt out, "Hey, Mom," instead of the teacher's name. Everyone giggles, and then we get back to work. That's when I know that I've reached my goal of making my classroom an environment that is safe and inviting, and a place for learning and creating to occur and be the focal point. a classroom should feel like home, or at least like a second one. As teachers, we live with your children for at least 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. We spend at least as much awake time with them during the week as you do, and sometimes even more. The truth is, many of us, men and women, have played a motherly role for a child at one time or another. Sometimes we've played a role for a friend or even a partner. There are moments, young or old, that we all need someone with a motherly approach. In one of my conversations with Musa, we talked about what each of us wanted to find in a partner that we would commit to for life. I never forgot him saying, I don't want to marry someone until I find a person who will not only be my wife, but my mother, my sister, and my best friend. It really made me think. Mother, it's an encompassing role. A female parent, motherly, a way of being, mothering, an act, motherhood, a span of time. A person, a way, an act, a span of time. When I look at our seven principles and I think about what it is that is at the core of motherhood, I think to myself, these principles are the ultimate wishes of moms for their children: to have inherent worth and dignity, to be treated in a just, equitable, and compassionate manner, to find truth and meaning in their lives, to be allowed the right of conscience, to live in a peaceful world in which all life is respected. It makes sense that we are a part of a faith community that has principles that are so aligned with what we want for our own children. It is what I think keeps the movers and shakers going. They know we might not see their dreams come into reality. Just checking. But we are willing to work towards the goal. Because we want a better place in existence for our children and their children and the children of their children and so on. I think about how privileged I am to be able to offer my own child an environment where many of those wishes will come true and some already have come true. I also think about how much work has to be done in our world to make sure those wishes can come true for all mothers and all their children. Today is Mother's Day. Take a moment to think about what you can do to help these wishes come true for mothers and their children. Thank someone who has played a motherly role in your life. We're done. Thank you. Closing words. The moment is a child and mother meet, the mother is born. She never existed before. The woman existed, but the mother never. A mother is something absolutely new. By Ron Shesh. I know I'm saying that wrong. One Other Thought by Pearl S. Buck. Some mothers are kissing mothers. Some mothers are scolding mothers. But it is love just the same. And most mothers kiss and scold together.